We are coming to the evening session number 4, so please take out your outline, page 89 and 90, and get your outline out if you want to take it out of your folder. We will be on the humanity of Jesus. The title of this message is The Humanity of Jesus for the Christian Life and the Church Life. So take your outline out, get your pencils. You will need your New Testament, your Bibles. Take that out. Let's read the title of this message together. The Humanity of Jesus for the Christian Life
and the Church Life.
Have you been enjoying the training so far?
Amen.
Amen or amen?
Amen.
I've really been enjoying this training. My name is Dennis Cooley. I'm from the church in New York City. And I'm, as all the brothers have said, very happy to be here.
Amen.
Maybe I'm more happy to be here. I don't know. But we're all happy to be here. I feel the college training is one of the most tremendous weeks of the entire year. How about you?
Amen.
And if you know some college students who haven't yet made it to the college training, Andrew, we've got to tell more about it. Right. It's tremendous. It's really a tremendous week. Tonight, we take a little bit of a turn. In these first few evening sessions, we've been having a marvelous fellowship on this precious type of Christ in Leviticus chapter what? Oh, this must be an important meeting. The enemy is attacking already. Okay, we got to pray for this meeting.
Amen.
Keep the lights on. Amen. This precious type of Christ as the what?
Meal
offering in Leviticus chapter
2.
Right. There are how many main offerings?
5.
Anyway. Okay. What are they?
Offering.
Chapter
1. Meal offering chapter 2.
Right.
Peace offering chapter 3.
Good.
Sin offering chapter 4.
Very good.
Trespass offering chapter 5.
Excellent.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to give them a little points on their teams for that and get those 5 offerings.
It
might be on the test. Okay, good. Now, in the life study of Leviticus, Brother Lee asked this question, what is the main offering? What do you think the main one is? You can raise your hand. You can answer that. What do you think it is? Oh, come on. You got a 20% chance. Yes. The burnt offering. Brother Lee says, that's true in some sense because that one's absolutely for God.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Someone else's hand was up. Some would say the trespass offering, the sin offering, that meets our need. And it's true, it does meet our need. That's a very important offering, those offerings. Some might say the peace offering, it's in the middle. Christ brings peace between God and man. And that's true. That's a tremendous offering. But listen to what Brother Lee said. Related to the experience of Christ in our daily life, the main offering is the meal offering. He didn't say the others weren't main. He just said, related to the experience of Christ in our daily life, the main offering is the meal offering. I think this is very significant, and I just feel like all the brothers in all the sessions have been bringing this out. In our Christian life, in our daily life, and for our experience of Christ, the main offering is Christ as the meal offering. Why? Because it refers to the humanity of Jesus. And we need the humanity of Jesus. Last night I really enjoyed our fellowship, Brother Bill's fellowship, especially this contrast between his humanity, right, and our poor humanity. And we realized from that there is no possibility that our humanity can get up to the standard, can match the standard. And in some way, I'd like to borrow Dave's fellowship today, right? He asked this question. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is no possibility Nothing else works. The blood is the only thing that works. And it's really the same. Our humanity does not work. We cannot improve our humanity. It's not that one day we're going to reach that standard with our humanity. Our humanity is a big failure. It is fallen. It's broken. It's damaged. That is not what the Lord wants. He wants us to live by another life.
Amen.
And that life contains and is constituted with and is typified by this precious meal offering. That is the humanity of Christ. So tonight, and for the next few messages, there's a little turn in the emphasis, in the structure of the evening line, of the outlines, and that is we're not just talking about Christ here. We're talking about the humanity of Jesus for our daily life, for our Christian life. How do we experience this in our daily life? And how do we experience this humanity for the church life? This is a very particular phrase. We'll get into this a little later. Brother Lee has a life study in Leviticus, number 16, called The Meal Offering Church Life. I would encourage you to read that life study. It's a very sweet life study. The Meal Offering Church Life. And that's what we want. Now, as a little introduction to this, I'd like to talk a little bit about the structure of the college training and how I have been impressed with it over the years. You know, when you look at your schedule, when I first get this schedule, you know, the brothers send it to us, I don't know how you read it. I always read it by these lines. Do you know what I mean? I think, oh yeah, we're going to have a line on time with the Lord. Oh, that's really good. We need that. Oh, there's another line on the cycle of our spiritual life. Oh, that's very important. You know, and I look at it this kind of linear way. But in the last number of years, I've begun to realize this is not the way the Lord is speaking something to us. He's using every opportunity to speak the same thing to bring us to this evening line. In other words, all of our daily life with the Lord is so that we could have the humanity of Jesus constituting our being. It begins every day, right in the morning. Right? It begins by our spending time to masticate Jesus in the Word of God. To pray, read the Word, and spend time with Him. To take the time to behold Him. Because the only way, as we've seen in this training so far, the only way for us to have the proper humanity of Jesus is to be constituted with Him. Is to take Him in. To be filled with Him. And that begins morning by morning. So I just like to underline, I've enjoyed all the fellowship from the brothers. We need this daily habit. And the brothers this morning talked about companions. And that, when I came into the church life, you know, my job, I had an evening job. I worked from like 7 o'clock until 11 at night.